Syria and Turkey play refugee ping pong. Buckner International is helping you walk a mile in someone else's shoes. And there's a way to work smarter, not harder, when it comes to missions. These stories and more in today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. As ISIS makes a deadly play for Kobani, refugees ping-pong from Syria to Turkey and back again. Christian Aid Mission, Steve Van Valkenburg.
The human crisis just grows, whatever happens within Syria. It's just a lot of people caught in the middle.
See, Turkey currently hosts over 1.5 million Syrian refugees, and they've recently begun turning away thousands more. Christian Aid Mission's partners are there when refugees face rejection, and they're meeting physical and spiritual needs.
When people have hope, then they can do all kinds of things. And for a refugee, when there is somebody that comes and says there is a God who cares, there's a God that we can rest in and trust in and call out to for help, that gives them hope. And when people have hope, then they can live.
At missionnews.org, you can help these refugees face another tomorrow. This month marks the one-year anniversary of ISIS taking over Mosul, Iraq. Thousands of Christians fled to refugee camps, leaving everything behind. Yet despite it all, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, says the refugees are actually in good spirits. Why? Because Sat7's encouraging them and bringing hope that Jesus is watching over them. Now it's your turn to help give hope and remind refugees that they're not forgotten. Look for the Sat7 links at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. The Vietnam of today is vibrant. After decades of war and isolation, the country has emerged as one of the strongest economies in Asia. Global Advance's Jonathan Shibley just returned from a Marketplace Missions gathering.
We had about 150 business leaders, most of them believers, from all types of industry, from apparel to hospitality, manufacturing, pharmaceutical, construction. Just to see the potential that they have, the influence to be salt and light there.
Now, there are some human trafficking challenges, and Global Advance is part of the solution.
There's a huge issue with orphans and with drug addicts, trying to create a long-term strategy to bridge those groups with apprenticeship-type opportunities in the marketplaces they get of age to be able to work.
Get details on businesses' missions through links at our website. And pray for perseverance. The gospel stands in Vietnam, but
as the country grows in prosperity, that the idols of consumerism do not detract from the message of Christ.
Ever hear the phrase, walk a mile in someone's shoes? Buckner International shares the story of Rebecca, a mom who experienced the chain of domestic abuse and wanted to break that for her kids. Buckner's helping her start a new life by providing housing and counseling, as well as a new focus on Christ-centered values. Now, she wants to work with hurting women to show them there are success stories in healing. Look for the Buckner story at our website. And work smarter, not harder. See, that concept can be applied to nearly any task, including gospel outreach. Bibles for China is doing this by working with the local Chinese church to more efficiently share Christ through the rural parts of the country. BFC President Wendell Rovenstein.
This last trip I went in, I went by myself to do 6,000 Bibles. So I asked them to hand out the Bibles, and I would observe them. And you can't imagine the joy on their face as they, the people, were giving their congregation God's Word.
Bibles are available, but sometimes they're hard to find in rural China. For many, receiving a copy of God's Word is life-changing.
I was so touched by one girl. She came, and through the translator, she showed me the scripture. It was kind of her life verse, and had the translator share that scripture with me through her. The Bible just really penetrated her life in a wonderful way.
Click the link in our web story for prayer and financial needs. Did you know that $5 gets a Bible into somebody's hands in China? Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to win one of 40 Bible sticks from Faith Comes by Hearing. A Bible stick is a portable digital audio player that plays on-demand, high-quality dramatized recordings of the New Testament. You can activate your name by clicking on the Bible stick link at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.